How'd the date go last night?
Another bait and switch. Profile picture looked like Halle Berry, but what showed up and ordered Maine lobster was Chuck Berry.
Well, sorry it didn't work out.
Oh, I didn't say that. Real nice lady. Yeah, well, we're gonna go out to karaoke next week. You know, she's got Mr. Berry's face. Let's see if she's got his pipes.
Hang on, we got a car up on the curb.
I'll grab the breathalyzer.
I'll put on my shoes.
Is she drunk or dead?
Well, either way, she can't park here. Ma'am.
Glad you're here, officer. I'm looking for my car.
Aren't you in it?
Well, look at that. That's like when you lose your sunglasses and they're on the top of your head. Have a nice day.
Oh, turn it off. Okay, I'm gonna need to see your license and registration, please.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I don't have it.
Well, where is it?
That's a good question. You should ask the judge who took it away from me.
All right, I'm gonna have to ask you to step out of the vehicle, please.
Well, just what is this all about, officer?
This is about driving under the influence.
Well, I didn't drive, I parked. I mean, technically, I stopped a crime from happening. You're welcome.
Well, it doesn't matter that you're stopped. What matters is you've admitted to drinking and your keys are in the ignition.
Oh, so if I didn't have the keys, then I would just be sleeping it off?
That's correct.
There you go. Nighty-night, officer. La-la-di-da. La-la-di-da.
Miss Small, let's try this again. Do you still live at 627 Racine?
I feel sorry for you.
I'm not the one in handcuffs.
Oh, yes, you are. You work for the government. You're a pawn in a game you don't even know you're in.
All right, so I'm just going to mark that as a yes for 627 Racine.
What did you want to be a cop for anyway? You think people would respect you more? But let me let you in on a little secret. They don't.
Think what you want.
Oh, no ring on your finger. Obviously, you have women issues. Who was it? Who was it? Was it your mom that hurt you? Was it your mom? Was she the one? Huh? Huh? Aw, is that who hurt you? Your mommy hurt you? What happened?
You don't know me.
Oh, now I do.
All right. Carl, take a break. And you, leave him alone.
Bye-bye, mama's boy.
Where is she?
Over there.
Are you kidding me? You handcuffed one of our greatest living authors?
She's also a very nasty drunk who kept throwing Carl's hat across the room. I mean, it was funny once.
So there's nobody that'll come get her?
No, I contacted her attorney, cab company. She'd be surprised how many people hang up when they hear her name.
Okay.
No. Nobody wants to hear from you.
Hey, are you the lucky policewoman who gets a cavity search me? I love that.
No, it's me, Molly, the writer. You mentored me. I kind of stalked you.
Oh, yeah, but now I remember. We made out a little bit.
What?
No. You're having yourself quite a day here, huh?
Well, I was until Pork and Beans dragged me in here.
Well, kind of married to Pork.
The oversensitive black guy?
Oh, no, then Beans.
Oh. Makes no sense.
Well, see, you're getting out soon. I'd be happy to give you a ride home.
Well, that would be so nice. We took a bath together, didn't we, after we made out?
No, we did not.
No.
Can you just tone down on the lesbian stuff? My husband's right there.
Oh, guys love that.
Well, not beans.
All right, well, shall we get out of here?
I got her. Okay, can I get you anything before I go?
No, but thanks again for the ride. Maybe I could fix you some lunch.
No, I'm more of a soup and salad gal.
Well, you can't forget about your childhood by eating salad.
Okay, all right, well, I should probably go and get out of your hair. I don't want to...
Hey, what are you doing?
I was snooping. Snooping. Is that your new book?
No, it's a 600 pages of crap.
Well, I mean, but it's your crap, so it's probably pretty good crap.
Are you done here?
Yep, sure. I'll just let you get to it. Okay, probably gonna get that.
No.
You can let the machine get it, or...
No machine.
Okay, probably voicemail
nope.
Or service. Okay. All right. You know what? I actually can't do that. J.C. Small's residence. Okay, just a moment. It's your publisher.
Tell him I'm dead.
I can't do that.
Well, I can't do it. I'm dead.
Miss Small can't come to the phone right now. Can I take a message, please? Okay. Miserable drunk. Disgraced to profession. Okay. And where is the damn book? Okay, got it. Oh, the good news is your publisher sounds very passionate about that book.
Well, the bad news is it's never going to be finished.
Don't say that. I mean, J.C. Small, you know. I mean, 2-time National Book Award winner and greatest feminist voice of our generation. I mean, that voice is in those pages somewhere. We just have to find it.
We?
I mean, I could help you.
Did I get that?
Yes! J.C. Small's residence. Hold, please. Are we happy with our phone service provider?
Ecstatic.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, it's midnight. Where you been?
Oh, just helping a world-famous author work on her novel. Me, Molly Flynn, ex-school teacher, notary public, muse.
I didn't know you were a notary.
J.C. is a mad genius. I suggested putting a comma in one of her sentences. She practically tore my head off.
I'm sorry. I should have never called you to come pick her up.
What? No. It was amazing. I mean, I got cursed out by my literary idol. I mean, she called me names I've never even heard of before. Then she put in my comma. Mike, I'm on the page.
Well, that's great. I'm sure it's the best part of the book.
Oh, no. I mean, I did really simplify a sentence. Who's J.C.?
Send it to voicemail.
Would you send your idol to voicemail?
Why would Mike Ditka call me?
Just wait a second. Hi, J.C. Wait. Okay, wait a minute. Slow down. I thought what you wrote today was great. Well, I give a rat's ass about what I say.
Just hang on.
Now? No, it's awfully late. No, I'm not a little baby that needs her bed. No. No. Don't take out my comma. No, I'll be right there.
Come on, you just got home.
I know, she needs me. I'm sorry.
Well, what about me? I haven't seen you all day.
You're going to be sleeping 5 minutes.
3 if you take on my back.
All right, turn on your side.
Slow.
Held my first husband, it should do the trick for me.
No.
Whoa,
no.
Oh.
No. Get off.
That was
thinking about killing myself, but now all I can think about is how good you smell.
What?
How good you smell?
Now, I heard you. Well, stop clenching me with your thighs. Chamomile tea for us, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but what is wrong with you?
Okay, you probably can't understand this right now, but one day, if you work really hard and you're very good and you never give up, you're going to realize that suicide is easier than writing.
That is crazy. We did good work today.
Yeah, but what about the next day? And then the next day? You have to keep feeding the beast. I mean, for what?
To write a great book.
Oh, and then they want another one. Or they don't want one. That's even worse.
Well, if it's such torture, then why bother at all?
Because I hate them and I want them to love me.
I kind of get that.
Oh, how can you kind of get that?
I taught fourth grade.
Why'd you have to bring her here?
Because I've been with her for 16 straight hours and I wanted to take a shower. I was going to do it at her place, but she climbed in there with me.
I don't like that stuff.
I know, Beans, I know.
So, what is it you do?
I work at a funeral home.
Oh, mortician.
Beautician.
Interesting. So if your sister had arrived 5 minutes later, we probably still would have met, except I would have been dead, of course.
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about the...
What's a little suicide attempt among friends?
Personally, I use pills. They're clean, easy. Plus, you go out doing something you love.
Now, I can't believe that you've ever thought about ending your life with a wonderful marriage and two beautiful daughters, all living peacefully under the same roof.
Well, we have our moments.
Especially in the mornings, you know. Bathroom traffic. Who took all that hot water?
And when you think about it, you've given up so much for these girls. Your life, your privacy, your home. When is it going to be Joyce's turn? When does somebody do something for you?
I don't see it like that.
Well, of course not. That's what the booze is for, isn't it?
Okay, that's enough about us. What about you, huh? We all want to hear more about the great J.C. Small.
Oh, what can I tell you? I don't know my... I learned how to drink from my father, I learned how to curse from my mother, and I learned how to make love from my uncle. And I'm a Scorpio.
I knew it. I mean, your sign. Not all that other horrible stuff.
You are so cute. You single?
Why? Do you know someone?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yay! Ooh, have you tried that prosciutto?
No.
Yeah, well, do it.
Hey, just to be clear... I am very happy with my life and my children. They may be parasites, but I still love them.
Thank you,
Mom.
Well, of course you are. What about your poor husband? You've been married, what, 2 years? You're practically on your honeymoon. I bet you didn't think you signed up for this full house, did you?
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Some women have those yappy little dogs. Joy says yappy little daughters.
And just so you know, Mike and I are moving out of here as soon as we get a down payment together.
Yeah, I'll believe that when he flies.
Listen, as long as my name's on the deed, my parasites have a home.
I'm your husband. I don't have a say in this.
Second husband. A real daddy is in heaven.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was 25 years ago. Move your hand.
Ooh, very protective of the younger sexy sister. Interesting. You know, even a strong man, sit him in front of a piece of cake long enough, he's going to eat it.
Was that a crack about my weight?
No, she's saying you want to sleep with Victoria.
What? Oh.
What's wrong with me?
Not a damn thing.
Oh, so the stepfather noticed.
What? Ew.
You creeping on my daughter?
No. Wait, none of this is on me. She's the one who always parades around in a towel. I don't even look. Oh,
yeah. Then how do you know she's wearing a towel?
Because I'm always standing in line for the damn crapper.
You need to pee? Use the drain in the laundry room. You've done it before.
Gross, I go down there barefoot.
Well, careful, because Vince will stare at your naked feet.
Please, you put it out there for everybody. Why do you think I keep buying your robes for Christmas?
I just kept thinking you were buying me the same thing because you're getting old.
Hey, I am a young, vibrant woman.
With a fantastic body for a broad your age.
What are you doing looking at her body?
She's my wife.
Well, she's happy. My mother.
Yes, very. Stay out of it. You started all this.
Don't yell at me.
Okay, here come the tears. Go ahead, manipulate your mother like you always do.
Okay, let's everybody just calm down.
Shut up. You're not even part of this family.
Well, neither's he.
Well, you gotta bring me in.
You're a shoe salesman.
Yeah. That was fun. What do you want to do now?
Get you home? I think I've had enough of you for one day.
You're gonna leave me alone?
You both use a little break.
You can't abandon me now.
I'm very fragile. I have a feeling you're gonna be okay.
I tried to kill myself last night.
Yeah.
What does hoo-hoo mean?
Nothing. Just so lucky that the moment of your crisis is exactly when I was coming through your door, which happened to be conveniently unlocked.
So you think that was a bluff? Well, I'll just throw myself out of this car right now.
Really?
Really.
Or, hey, I'll do you one better. You pull over here right by the river and you can go drown yourself. Yeah, okay, we're here. Jump on out. Jump out. River's waiting for you. Full of snakes and dead mobsters. But you're not going to do it. Because you know, as well as I know, that you just create these little dramatic situations. Because you need the attention. Yeah. Oh, yeah, climb up on that railing. Yeah, throw that leg over there. There you go. Yeah, oh, is this where I'm supposed to come out and try to stop you? Well, I'm out. No, I'm sitting right... Son of a bitch! Hey! Don't you dare swim away from me! You could have gotten us both killed.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
Me, you jumped in a river!
Now, that water's always so much colder than you remember.
You did this before?
Yeah, well, usually from bridges. I prefer the one on Wacker. I mean, that view going down is incredible.
What is the matter with you?
Bipolar sociopath.
Oh, my God, really?
Or I like to call it the up-down boohoo sillies.
Did they give you anything for that?
Yeah, they give me lots of stuff, but they're no fun, even when you crush them and snort them.
You're off your meds.
Duh, I jumped into the river.
Okay, you know what? I can't take this anymore.
Neither can I.
What is so wrong with your life? I mean, you have the kind of talent that I would chop off my head to have. Why can't you just be happy?
I can't write when I'm happy.
Oh, that's a load of crap. Your talent is your talent, whether you're happy or not. It's in you.
It's easy for you to say because you don't have any.
All right. That's my cue.
Where are you going?
I'm taking my lack of talent as far away from you as possible and going home to what little I have of my happy family.
You can't leave me. I need you.
You need to dry out and suck it up and finish your book.
Well, why don't you make me?
Grow up.
I'll pay you.
Sorry, what?
$800 a week. Plus damages, which I'm sure I will incur.
So you're asking me to help you write your book?
Yeah, write, run errands, induce vomiting whenever necessary.
I'm not saying yes, but if I did, no more midnight calls, no more midnight swims, plus you'd have to go back on your meds because this kind of crazy, no. Hey, do you promise me?
No.
Well, then you're going to have to go find somebody. $1,000.
Done.
Just to get the taste of the river water out of my mouth.
You know what else would do that? My tongue.
And no more of that either.
You sure? Not even for $2,000 a week?
No. No, no. No.
We'll see.
Hey there.
Hey. Oh, what is that smell?
Oh, Chicago River, and a very aggressive lesbian.
What?
I had to fish out JC. You know, for as polluted as that water is, it was oddly refreshing.
Molly, what kind of hold does this woman have on you?
She's paying me $1,000 a week.
Ooh, Beans likes that.
Yes, who? Hi, JC. Well, I'm sorry that you're hungry. Don't you have food in your house? I made you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today. Okay, first get the bread out. You put peanut butter on one side, and you put jelly on the other. Yes, you can do this.
For $1,000 a week, you go over there and make that nice lady a sandwich.